Millions of students are entering a third full college year since COVID arrived. But this year, there are fewer masks and more in-person classes for that more typical college experience. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports.
Do we want to roll this down to your car and get the rest of the stuff?
Sure.
Outside Grace and Broad, a residence hall at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, junior Alex Luna is moving in. His mom, Beth, is helping him put his stuff, kitchen supplies, laundry detergent, into a big cardboard box on wheels.
I thought for sure when we loaded it up, it would fall apart, but it's holding up nicely. So
they told reporter Megan Pauly of Virginia Public Media that they're both much more relaxed this semester when it comes to COVID. The only reminder of COVID in their move-in pile is Alex's expanded first aid kit in case he catches the virus.
We have sent him with some cough medicine, cough lozenges, just to take the edge off.
Across the parking lot, Jenna Curia and her boyfriend, Donovan Green, both juniors, are unpacking their cars.
Oh, I take this one? Okay, you got it.
They wheel a big box of Donovan's belongings, his TV, a fan, up to the building.
This year is way easier than last year.
I agree.
And honestly, both years before that, because of COVID.
Their first 2 years in college were defined by the pandemic.
The first year, when things were really, really serious, I didn't go out whatsoever.
Most classes back then were online, and there were restrictions on gatherings and guests in the dorms. But this year, COVID on campus is becoming a memory. Rules are becoming a lot looser. There's no mask mandates. And after the last 2 years, where Jenna has had only one in-person class,
I'm fully in person this semester, so I'm very excited.
All over the country, as college students are heading back to their campuses, they're finding their COVID requirements to mask, to test, to get vaccinated are easing. And there's a cautious confidence among college administrators.
I feel really comfortable entering this year. That is a new feeling.
Lisa Perlman leads the Campus Health Center at Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Massachusetts.
I don't think we can just forget about COVID at all. I do think we can kind of live with COVID.
At WPI, where Perlman works, they have discontinued weekly surveillance testing and shifted to provide rapid tests for those that feel sick or have been exposed. Masks are no longer required on campus, and students will now need to arrange their own isolation and quarantine space.
We're really trying to kind of empower our community, but, you know, we're not going to like micromanage what everybody's doing in the same way that we have been for the past 2.5 years.
That thinking follows new CDC guidance that puts the focus on individuals managing their own risks and making personal decisions on how they're going to mitigate those risks.
COVID is not our entire world. COVID is only a portion of our world.
Eileen Heinlein is a nurse and the director of the Student Health Center at Barry University in Miami. She says colleges learned a ton from dealing with COVID, and they can now use that knowledge and collaboration with local health departments to deal with things like monkeypox. Plus, getting back to normal, it also has a big public health benefit. Her campus and lots of other campuses saw students struggle with mental health, being isolated and disconnected for the past 2 years. And while COVID isn't going away anytime soon, Heinlein says campuses like hers are ready for when they see it, with treatments and tools to deal with the virus.
We're dancing with the devil that we know. And we've definitely learned who this devil is and what we can do about it.
Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.